I just want to take a few minutes this evening to comment a few words from a brief text of Scripture. In fact, this is one that was read earlier by the Hauksing family, and I'm just going to direct you to two verses from what they read, and that is from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." I'm finding that the older I get, and I am very much getting older, I'm finding that the older I get, the more I repeat myself. I'm sure I'm alone in this. The older I get, the more I repeat myself. I repeat stories, the same stories over and over again. I repeat the same anecdotes over and over again. I repeat my opinion on particular issues over and over again. And you can pray for poor Bev. She bears the brunt of all of this. That repetition that I just spoke of is very much unintentional. But I also very much repeat myself in an intentional fashion. And that is very often Sunday by Sunday as I preach and as I teach from this very pulpit. And I deliberately repeat myself very often on those occasions because I believe that it is helpful to hear things repeated times in order to drive the point home. And people grasp that point better as I am at least a little bit repetitious at times. And as I look at our text today, Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, and here's my point. As one who intentionally repeats himself, I find looking at this text that I am in good company. For I'm in the company of angels. The angels were very much repetitious. Let me read it to you again. See if you can spot it. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Did you hear the repetition? Did you hear it that time? Good tidings, good news of great joy. Well, think about that for a second. If it's good news, then it ought to bring forth great joy. Have you ever heard good news that brings forth great sadness? Have you ever heard terrible news that brings forth great joy? No, if this is good news, good tidings, then it brings forth great joy. And of course, that's what we have here. Yet the angels do repeat themselves. They do say, and Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, as he records this incident, he also records it in that repetitive fashion. The angels don't say, Luke doesn't write, "Behold, I bring to you good tidings," or "I bring to you great joy." Rather, "good tidings of great joy." The angels and Luke, the author, are repetitious. Why? Why are they repetitious here? Why do they say essentially the same thing twice? Well, they don't want the fearful shepherds to miss it. They want them to rejoice. And thus they repeat this idea that this is not only good news, but it's good news of great joy. To help you understand this, let me illustrate in this way. In our day and age of Twitter, in our day and age of social media, in our day and age of 24-hour news cycles, it is very common for us to hear either very good news or very bad news, and it really doesn't make that much difference to us. And here is why. Because in a matter of minutes or hours or sometimes even seconds, we have moved on to the next thing. That's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. But here, the angels are speaking of good tidings of great joy. This is great joy. This is good tidings for the ages. So rather than thinking of Twitter, don't think about that so much. Think about an iconic photograph. I'm going to push you a little bit here, but I suspect that many of you have seen this picture. This photograph is over 75 years old now, but I expect that many of you have seen this, as I have, and I'm not 75 years old, but I've seen this picture many times. It's a picture that dates back 75 years ago or so to what happened then, the end of the Second World War. And there's a picture, a famous picture, one of the most iconic pictures of the 20th century was a picture of a sailor in Times Square. Does anyone know what I'm referring to here? A few of you are nodding. Rob knows. A few others know. Well, let me explain it to you if you haven't. And I'll bet that with further explanation, more of you will remember this picture. It's a sailor in Times Square in New York, and the end of the Second World War and the victory over Japan has just been announced. And this sailor is so overjoyed, the picture has him grasping a woman and planting a big kiss on her. And I think this woman was also likely in the services. She has a nursing uniform on. Now, please don't misunderstand me here and go from here carrying forth the idea that Pastor Craig is encouraging and advocating the kiss of total strangers. No, that's not my point. My point is, and the point of the photo is, to depict great celebration, great uncontainable joy. Uncontainable joy, uncontainable celebration. For good news leads irreversibly to celebration. Good news leads to sheer joy. And back here now in Luke chapter 2, we have such good news. Good news of great joy. For the gospel is good news. Literally, that's what the word gospel means. Good news. The word that's translated here, the word in the original that is translated in our English Bibles, I bring you good tidings. That's one word in the original. And it basically involves the word from which we get evangel or evangelist or evangelicals or gospel. For that's what gospel means, and that's what the angel is in effect saying here. I bring you good news, I bring you gospel. I bring you good news, for the gospel is good news. And that's what the angel is literally saying here. But then we ask the inevitable next and question that we want to take a look at just for the few remaining minutes here, is what is that good news? Well, it's the gospel, but further, what do we mean by that? What is the gospel? What is the angel proclaiming here? What is of such good news that it brings forth such great joy? News for the ages, joy for the ages in this announcement. Well, notice that the angel goes on and says the following. Here's the reason for the good news. Here's the reason for the great joy. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Notice as the angel speaks of that baby born in Bethlehem, the angel speaks of the baby in three ways. Just quickly to close here. Three ways. Three things that are involved that makes this news, this announcement, good news. That makes it good news of great joy. First of all, the one born in that manger in Bethlehem in the city of David is identified right off the bat there as a Savior. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. This then is the greatest news of all, for this deals with the greatest problem of all. The greatest problem that we all face, that every one of us faces, whether we realize it or not. Here is the greatest problem of all. It is our sin, our guilt. It doesn't matter what the other circumstances of your life are. The greatest problem that faces you is the problem of your sin, the problem of your guilt. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how successful you are. It doesn't matter what a wonderful family you might have. As we look forward to wonderful family times over the next couple of days, it doesn't matter what a wonderful family you have. It doesn't matter if you have lots of friends. It doesn't even matter if you have a wonderful church community. It matters not. It matters not if your life is filled with every conceivable good thing, every conceivable blessing. It matters not. It matters not if your life is completely devoid of those good things. It matters not. That in either case, in any case, your biggest problem, the problem, is the problem of sin. That apart from Christ, you stand, I stand, apart from Christ, as a guilty sinner before God. That is the problem. The problem. That is the biggest problem, and therefore, the best news possible is that there is a Savior. And that's what the angel heralds forth to these shepherds. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. One who will provide the answer to that problem by shedding his blood, by giving his life as a sacrifice for that sin on the cross of Calvary. But two other things quickly to close here. For if I can say this, and I will, note the quotation marks, it's not even just that there is a Savior born. Notice the other two ways in which this baby is described. The baby is described as a Savior, but this is not just any Savior, if I can say that. For the angel also says that this is Christ, the Lord. The baby is Christ. The baby is, which means the baby is the anointed one. The one who has been anointed of God to carry forth this mission of being a Savior. And then secondly, the baby is pronounced by the angel as not only being the anointed one, but also being the Lord. Christ, the anointed one. Christ the Lord, the sovereign one, the ruler of all. Even as Bev read moments ago, the one before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This baby is a Savior. This baby is a Savior who is Christ, the anointed one, Christ the Lord, the sovereign one who rules over all. And therefore, because he is the anointed one, anointed of God, because he is the sovereign one, the ruler of all, he will accomplish the mission set before him to be that Savior. He will provide salvation for all who will believe in him. And you know what? He did, because he is the anointed one, because he is the Lord of all. He is that Savior who accomplishes the mission and does provide salvation for all who will believe. Good news of great joy? Good news of great joy indeed, for there is no better news, for it solves the greatest problem, the greatest news of all, for there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. My prayer is this evening, my prayer is for each one here, for each one here, for each one in our community of Cranbrook, my prayer is for all that we would know that joy, that we would know that joy because we would know the salvation that comes through that baby born in the manger, through that Savior who is Christ the Lord. I'd invite Rob and Chris to step forward for our final reading of the evening.